This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3641, from Monday, the 18th of July, 2022. Today's show is entitled Turntable Audio Capture Part 2. It is hosted by Archer72 and is about 6 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is I revise previous capture scripts.
Hello, this is Archer72, and in this episode, I'll be your host, revisiting some scripts that I was working on episode 3507. I went to try them out on one of my records, and the results were inconsistent, so I decided to go back and try a record, which provided a lot more consistent results. The one I was using, hardware equals, and a number. And when at some point I moved the USB plug from the turntable and plugged it back in again, it didn't keep the hardware number. So I used a record-L, which gave me the hardware signature that I could use, which would always remain the same. What I ended up with was a record-device equals hardware: card equals codec, comma dev equals 0--rate equals 96,000, which is 96 kilohertz for the sampling rate, --channels equals 2--view meter equals stereo, --duration is 1500, which is a little bit over 23 minutes. That number after duration is in seconds. --F DAT is from one of the pre-selected format shortcuts, and it's 16-bit stereo at 48 kilohertz. You can correct me in the comments, but I think that rate equals 96 kilohertz overrides that DAT specification. Then it's --file-type, space, in this case wave, and the file you're writing to for the wave file. And that completes the command for capturing a wave file. The script for capturing and converting straight to FLAC is almost the same, except after the --file-type, being wave, that stays the same, and then you pipe to FLAC --o and then the file name as a FLAC. So now I could keep the album whole or split it into tracks. Ken Fallon had done an episode on this very thing using Audacity with one change. Before, it was when in his version it was analyze and you go to Silence Finder and then continue from his instructions. Now it's analyze in the analyze menu and label sounds. I found a tool to do this as well, except it's on the command line. The tool is mp3split, but it is spelled mp3splt. The format for this command is mp3split-s-p-th equals -40 for the decibels, comma min equals 6, comma rm. The explanation for this in the article I read is -s is silence mode, activate silence detection, -p specifies arguments for the silence mode, and I'm guessing that -p mean parameters, th equals -40 is threshold level in decibels to be considered silence, min equals 6 is minimum number of seconds to be considered as a split point, and RM removes silence from the split files. What worked for me using a Journey album as an example from YouTube was setting the threshold to -30 dBs and min split time as 0.5 seconds. On a couple of tracks, this left three tracks together because there was not enough silence in between to recognize a new track. So here I used MPlayer to seek to where I could audibly hear the silence, and then used FFmpeg to cut where the tracks were using FFmpeg-i track.flac-ss to seek to the point you wanted. Put a time code in, -2, and put your next time code in to where it ends, and then track cut 1.flac. I found an interesting web page for when I was trying to find the best source material to download so that when I converted it to FLAC, it was still good. And the site is ytgram.com, and they have downloaders on the page for YouTube and Instagram and Reddit and several others. So if you're one like me that likes to keep some material offline, this is the one to do it. That's all I have. I hope this was useful. If there are improvements to be made, please leave comments or even record a show of your own. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.